This past spring, the LeBron James biopic was shot in his hometown of Akron and in and around Northeast Ohio. It was an opportunity for local talent to work on a big-budget feature film. Shooting Stars will stream on Peacock next year. The creators and hosts of the new live interactive conversation series, From Cleveland for Cleveland, are bringing Hollywood talent back to their Ohio roots to support the dreams and aspirations of those looking to establish a career in entertainment and get their start in Ohio. They are casting director Angela Bohm, First Team Actors Studio co-owner and instructor Lauren Nichols, and working actor Holly Folger. It is my pleasure to welcome them to From Ohio. I would like to start out by having each one of you guys quickly introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into the series From Cleveland for Cleveland and talk about some of the guests on the show. So, Lauren, let's start with you.
Sure. So my name is Lauren Nichols, and I am an actress. And basically, I started out in theater, and I went to college for musical theater. And shortly after graduating, I thought I love the stage, but I would love to train for the screen. So I moved to Los Angeles for a couple years. And I
from just, Ohio? You're from Ohio?
Yes, from Ohio. I grew up in Strongsville.
Okay.
And I wanted to learn film and television and commercial. It was always very interesting to me. So I moved to Los Angeles and I just trained as much as I possibly could for a few years. With the goal always to come back to Ohio because I love my roots. I love being from Ohio. I love living here. This is where I'm raising my family.
Awesome. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. So I went out there to train and I brought that training back here. And then Angela and I started a partnership and we created First Team Actors Studio where we have actor training where we teach everybody everything they need to know about auditioning and working on for film and television.
Since Angela's sitting next to you, let's have a little word with Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
So nice to meet you.
You as well.
Yeah. So we picked up with one of the guests that were on the show, which was Todd Stevens, who you had you cast the film that he did with Udo Kier called Swan Song, which I loved, and actually featured a lot of local Cleveland talent. And so I'd like to talk to you a little bit about yourself and how you established your casting agency in Cleveland. And maybe you can talk a little bit, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to know about that LeBron James biopic. And you were the one, too, that didn't you do the commercial with him for Nike? Did you cast that commercial?
I've done several commercials with LeBron, actually. We've done a Powerade, a Nike, Beats. We've done several LeBron commercials in the past few years.
Oh, awesome. That's great. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your agency and how you got it established in Cleveland.
So I am born and raised in Cleveland, currently working outside of Cleveland occasionally. I never really ventured out before this career. And I ran a theater for 20 years. I love live theater. It's very different than screen, but I still love it. And eventually, when I got more into film, we sold that theater to Baldwin Wallace. And I started getting more into my film career. And what happened was back in 2013, I was an extra on Spider-Man 3. And I fell in love with the industry. I got that. I was on set every day for 2 weeks. I was what they call a core extra.
Oh, and I know about core extra. Sure. Yeah. Yep. That's a great gig to have if you can get it.
Yep.
It must feel really good to take local talent from Ohio and get them on their first major project as a principal or see them get on their way and to have that eye for the talent and to support that local talent.
You know,
that's a great thing.
Ian, I think that's a big reason First Team Actors Studio was born, because all the, you know, the 7 years of principal casting I've been doing, we weren't being able to utilize local talent as much as we wanted. And that's where Lauren and I got together and said, what do we do to change this? You know, and, you know, this year alone, we have seen at least, around a dozen actors from First Team that have landed, you know, a lot of really good roles, whether, you know, it's Law and Order, Shooting Stars, Shirley, just all over the board. So we're really pleased to see that.
Hey, so Holly, you're up next. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved with these two.
Okay. I was born in Lakewood. And I went to college at Hiram for 2 years in the theater. Mm-hmm. It's not really a theater college. And so I quit after 2 years. And I moved to Chicago. And I studied acting. And I was with an acting company called the Remains Theater Ensemble, who had other members that you would know, like Ted Levine and Billy Peterson, mm-hmm. William Peterson, Amy Morton, Gary Cole. So I worked with Remains, and at that time in Chicago, they had a lot of casting people coming into Chicago to cast stuff, and I just started to work in TV. I got a show called Sable. I got a show called Jack and Mike. So when I decided to go out to LA for pilot season, I had been working a lot in television. So I went out to LA, and I just started to work for a really long time. I worked on a show called Anything But Love with Jamie Lee Curtis. I worked on
30-something, yeah.
30-something. I worked on, you know, a lot of pilots that never made it. Shows you've never heard of, like Cafe American with Valerie Bertinelli. I was on the first season of Ellen. I did, you know, I've done three movies for the Disney Channel that are quite well known, weirdly, called Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. So I worked a lot. And a few years ago, I moved back to Cleveland because of family. And I've been here. I haven't been working. I set up a nonprofit. I started a nonprofit here.
So the series is called From Cleveland for Cleveland. And Lauren, maybe you could tell us a little bit about the event itself. Now, it's an in-person event, but it's also done virtually as well, which when you read the description, you're like, wait a minute, are the guests actually going to be there? Or are they going to be on Zoom? So tell us, it's happening at the Capitol Theater in Cleveland. Is that
sure,
correct?
Sure, yes. So we,
and also, it's going to benefit the Greater Cleveland Film Commission,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about that.
So we are partnering with the Capitol Theater because it's gorgeous. It's, you know, a historic place, and it's so very Cleveland.
The Grand Dome, yes.
Yeah, so very Cleveland. So we thought, what better way to inspire all of these people than to watch movie stars on a movie screen in a movie theater? So that's how we started with Capitol. And when this became a larger event, the more we started to plan it, we thought, you know, we should really give back to this industry that we love so much. And the Film Commission is such an important part of bringing these productions here. And so we thought, okay, let's make a portion of our proceeds go to them because they're a nonprofit. And, you know, funding is always difficult for anybody. So we thought if we could take this inspirational series and give back to the Film Commission, we'd love to do that too. So in partnership with them as well. And basically this series is going to be held on, so our celebrity guests will not be physically there. They will be on the big screen. However, it is live in the sense that they're taking questions from our audience and they're giving their very candid feedback and answering those questions live. So it is happening all at the same time. We'll have about an hour with each of our guests. We'll have an hour before.
Tell us who the guests on the show. Tell us who the guests are, and a little bit, and each and Lauren, Holly, all of you guys can answer these questions. Just jump in whatever you like. But I'd like to know who's on the roster, and what are some of the key things that you think they'll talk about, or some of the interesting connections they have to Ohio.
Maybe we could all introduce like via who are we all had connections here. So I'll talk about Lily because I was connected to her, and then. And then so on. Maybe we can all talk about how we're connected to these guys. So Lily Reinhart was actually a student of mine back when I had the theater that I talked about. She played my Brigitte in Sound of Music, my Maisie in Seussical, my Alice in Alice in Wonderland. And she even traveled with us to Disney to perform. We took some, every year we would take dancers and they would perform at Disney World. And that was a really cool experience. So I've known Lily since she was very young. And I've stayed connected with her mother for years. And, you know, so that's when we kind of brought this series up, we kind of talked about who has a story. I mean, here she was, Bay Village, Ohio, attended Who at the Zoo every year, went to the West Side Market, like lived the Cleveland life and took that chance and went out to Hollywood. And she has a whole story that goes with that, that I'll leave for her to share. But so she agreed to do this and just kind of talk to people that are maybe where she was at. And wondering, can I do this? And if so, how? I only have stage experience. I have no experience or whatever their story is, you know? So that's how Lily got connected to this. And in regards to some of the things I think she'll share, I think all of our guests are going to kind of try to inspire and talk about how do you overcome the challenges? Do you just get up and move to LA? You know, how do you find a good agent? How do you not get scammed? All of those things. I think they're all going to have everybody's journey is very unique, and they're all going to have a very different story to tell our listeners. And I think, you know, our listeners are able to ask questions, and I think they'll also speak to that. And so I'll put it over to Lauren now for Mark Waters and Dina Waters.
Well, actually, our next guest after that is Paul Racy, who's a very close friend of Holly. So maybe we should jump over to Holly for that.
Yeah, Holly, tell us about that, about Paul.
I met Paul, you know, the theater community in Chicago is pretty tight, and it's pretty amazing. And when I was in Chicago, we were all in theater companies. And we all knew each other, and we'd all go to each other's plays. And I met Paul, I don't know, I was in my 20s, and who is now his wife, Elizabeth Hanley, Liz Hanley, who's my agent and also Paul's agent. But I met them. And Paul Racy, to me, way back then, was one of the most amazing actors that I had ever seen. And I adored him. And, you know, we've stayed in touch. You know, I just think he's also one of the nicest human beings on the planet. So that when he was nominated for an Academy Award for The Sound of Metal, it was just, it was extraordinary because he's such a good guy. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like one of those things where it's like, oh my God, that person's right. Such a jerk, I can't believe it. It was more like, oh, yay, because we love him.
We have Mark Waters and Dina Was it
Spivey.
Spielberg?
Dina
Waters?
Spivey Waters, yes.
Okay.
So when I moved to Los Angeles, one of my main teachers was Leslie Kahn at Leslie Kahn and Company. Brilliant, brilliant instruction there. And I was in class with Dina. And I recognized her. I'm like, I have seen her on TV. I have seen her in movies, and I cannot believe I'm in a class with her right now. And she was just remarkably kind and so very talented. She was born in Columbus, and Mark lived for several years as a kid in Cleveland. Yeah, so they actually both have some roots here in Ohio. And I remember I learned that about her, and we kind of bonded over, you know, being Ohioans. And they've had some really fantastic credits. I love that we are having Mark on the program because he's our only director. So for everyone to hear from a director's point of view, it's so different than the acting side of things. So I think he's going to have some fantastic things to say. And he's directed some pretty great projects. Mean Girls would be my favorite that he has directed.
Right. And what about Alan Ruck?
Sure. Now, Alan Ruck is a close friend of Holly's.
So I met Alan in Chicago again. And I got to be close friends with he and his wife at the time, Claudia Stephanie Ruck. And we just have remained friends over the years. Alan, you could just tell. You know, sometimes you're in an acting class and you watch people and you just know.
He's from Ohio, right?
Yes, he's from Parma. I mean, I met him in Chicago, but we both, and his wife was from Ohio. Okay. So we all had that connection of Ohio.
Not to cut you off, but before we run out of time, I just want to talk a little bit about, all right, so the big star, Tom Hanks, how did Tom, I didn't really understand what Tom Hanks' connection was to Ohio. Because, you know, he did that promo when the Indians transitioned to the Guardians, and then he threw out the first pitch at the first home opener this season. So tell us about Tom Hanks and what does he feel about Ohio?
Well, I worked with Tom at the Great Lakes Shakespeare Festival, like I said, and we have remained friends over the years. There's this intern group that we, you know, kind of reconnected. But Tom always loved, the Indians. Actually, I reached out to Tom to do the Guardians because I know Bobby DiBiasio from the tribe Guardians, you know. So, so Bobby knew I knew Tom. And he asked me if I would ask him if he would do the narration.
Oh, Holly, that's so cool. You are the one that made that, because I literally said, how did they get Tom Hanks to do that? And it was you.
Yeah. He. Anyways, so I asked Bob, I said, well, how about him throwing the first pitch out? And so that, that happened. But I've known Tom for a long time, and he loves, because he got his equity card here and because he worked for, I think, three seasons with the Great Lakes Shakespeare Festival, He has a very, very strong connection to Cleveland and the tribe or the Guardians and, you know, everything about Cleveland. So I said to him, you know, I'm doing this event. I'm wondering, he goes, I'm in. We were talking and he said Cleveland should be like, you know, a market like Atlanta or Chicago, one of those markets. Sure.
And then finally, Monica Potter, who wants to talk about
Monica?
You know,
Monica, we kind of just reached out to. Holly took the lead on that.
Oh, well.
And we knew she was from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. We knew she did a lot for Cleveland. And I, ironically, funny enough, when I was young, I met her when I was a manager at Great Northern Movie Theater. Nothing to do with actually making the movies, just loved the movies. And she said, I don't even think she realizes this because Holly really has been the one talking to her, but she inspired me when I was 19 years old to, you know, pursue my dreams in this industry.
She was a close friend of one of my best friends. And I had, you know, my best friend wanted me to talk to Monica to be on my board for my nonprofit.
Before we go, I'd like to ask each of you guys to just impart a little wisdom or maxim to our listeners out there that are from Ohio, in Ohio right now, that would love to work in the entertainment industry. What sort of little nugget piece of advice do you have for them to follow? We'll start with you, Holly.
I would tell them, when I was in Lakewood, Ohio, and I wanted to be an actor, there weren't a lot of opportunities here, which is why I moved to Chicago. But I would tell you, listening out there, if you have an interest in acting, the most important thing as an actor and an artist, in my opinion, is to get training. That's your foundation. That's what will support you throughout your career. I can't say more. I can't support that more.
I like to tell my students who are very brand new to everything, the only dream that doesn't come true is the one that we give up on. And I really, truly believe that. I think if you want something and you work hard and you do what you can and you're just a good, positive person and you support other artists, that it will happen for you in the way that it's supposed to. Which is why I think talking to Paul Racy in the From Cleveland series is going to be so amazing, because he got his big breakout role when he was 73 and nominated for an Oscar. How incredible.
Incredible. And finally, Angela.
I think that I heard a saying once, you only have one life, and if you do it right, you don't need another. So, like, you know, why live in this small head space? Whatever you want, just kind of going off of what, you know, these two ladies said, kind of combining, like, whatever you want, you can absolutely do. We all have different journeys and different stories to tell, and we may all have a different path on getting there. Mm-hmm. We all may get to a different place. But at the end of the day, what we do is we tell stories and we move people in this very hard life. When you sit down and you watch something, it either moves you to make a change in your life or it takes you away from the hard thing you're dealing with and you just escape for a minute. And that's what we have the power to do in this industry. So if you want part of that, whether that's behind the screen or on the screen, again, you can do anything you want, but you have to have the drive and you have to have the tools.
You know, I so admire and am so grateful that you guys have put this wonderful series together, because it really speaks to the heart of what really From Ohio is all about, and which is the reason I created the podcast. It's basically to show people, hey, look, you know, we all started off in the same place with the same sort of environment, and this person went off to do this and this person went off to do that. And, you know, whether it's in sports or whether it's being a politician or a writer or an actor, and just to have that sense of, as Lauren said, just support of mutual artists, artists, and to show people that, yeah, you know, it's possible. And what I love from what you guys are telling me is that, you know what, you could actually do it in Ohio now. You don't necessarily have to leave to get started.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you guys, thank you for all of the Ohio love and support. And I'm so looking forward to this series. And I hope a lot of people will tune in and be equally inspired.
Thank you for having us.
Check out all or part of the From Cleveland for Cleveland series. Go to angelaboehmcasting.com. That's AngelaBoehmcasting. I know you know how to spell casting. .com. And then click on the First Team Actors Studio link for ticket information and schedule. That'll do it for this episode. Give us a like and a follow on the socials, and we'll see you next time on From Ohio.